This is Marion Bailey. When the coronavirus struck, I was about to start rehearsing a play for the Arcola by Michelle Winstanley called Broken Water. And the play is about motherhood and love and time. It's a beautiful piece. It's three interwoven monologues, really, and other characters come into it. But at the heart, there are three monologues. A young woman, middle-aged woman, and an old London woman called Olive. And that's who I was going to play. Indeed, I hope somewhere down the line I still might. So I'd like to do a bit of Olive. I'm going to choose a bit of her story that doesn't give the play away for anyone that's hopefully going to come and see it one day. But she's a wonderful, strong character and a dying breed, I guess. There aren't that many people like Olive, and she had several tragedies in her life as well as some joy. So this is Olive from Broken Water by Michelle Winstanley. It's going to be hot this weekend. Matunzi says he'll take me out in his car if I'm good and promised to take those tablets. I said, isn't it enough? I went to the counselling for you. He said, no, I want you better. No more long face. Oh, he's a smashing lad. About the same age as David, I should think. I suppose I could take one tablet. See how I feel. Though, as a general rule, I don't agree with pills. They remind me of Malcolm towards the end. Malcolm. Silly old sod. When we first got married in our flat on Renton Road, I found him crying. I said, what's up? He said, till death do us part, Olive. I said, what? He said, it's just dawned on me. One of us will have to die first. And then he starts blubbing like a great big baby. Good job mother wasn't there to see it. He said, there's no avoiding it, is there? I said, what? No avoiding what? He said, heartache. I thought, well, what made you think there was? I didn't say it, though. He was a bit iffy about my walks, was Malcolm. Wanted to know why I like being on my own for hours on end. I said, I like to think, that's all. He said, what about? I said, everything and anything. Like how everybody's got a walk that is unique to them. Like, where do birds go when they die? Because you never see their bodies, do you? Unless it's pigeons, you see them on the road squashed and that, but not pretty birds like blue tits and robins. I think about all sorts of things. Like, how surprising it must have been for the first person who discovered parrots can talk. How they must have jumped. I think about whether kestrels have taste buds. And if so, do field mice taste nice? I think about how cats see in black and white. And how you should never mess with mothers. Any mother. Because they're tired and they're fierce. A woman once lifted a car off a boy. It weighed 1.25 tons, but she lifted it just like that to get her son out. That's how I was with David. Nothing was going to hurt him with me there.